Well, fellas, it's go time. Anything I should be aware of?
The reindeer have been fed and are all ready to roll, sir. Oh, and the naughty list has been updated.
I'll have to check that. Twice.
Wouldn't expect anything less. The elves have been working on some new toy designs. You can take a look at those in the new year.
Thanks. This is a busy time of year. You know, I don't remember your voice being so low.
It took 350 years, but I finally reached puberty, sir.
That might explain the beard. Tom, someone will show you how to shave.
I'd appreciate it. I keep stepping on it.
Santa, yoo-hoo! Santa!
Yes, Ryan?
There's a family we'd like you to visit tonight.
You know I will visit millions of families tonight.
Yes, but this one is important.
They're all important.
Yes, but this family needs to see you. We've already contracted with the Mr. Moore, and he's written a poem to commemorate the visit. But tonight this family will live the poem. A projected analysis indicates it'll be very memorable for them.
This won't be a photo op, will it?
No cameras, sir. Just what they keep in their memory.
Well, what are we waiting for? These presents won't deliver themselves.
Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Eyewitnesses. This story, while familiar, will bring a classic Christmas tale and invite a family to witness a special Christmas Eve arrival. Everyone has gone to bed. The lights are dim. And that's just where the story needs to begin.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Is it just me, or is it really quiet in the house tonight?
Yes, a little too quiet, I'd say.
Santa, tonight, our house! Yay!
Where's my stocking?
By the chimney.
Ooh, very nice, very careful.
Actually, Mom did it.
Santa!
Go to sleep, you three.
Yeah, we were just commenting on the quiet. A mouse was even mentioned, if I remember right.
Ew!
Good night.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief, and he in his cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
I'm nestled, I'm snug, and we were just pretending to snore.
No kidding.
What are sugar plums, and why are they dancing in my head?
Why am I wearing a kerchief? It's not even in fashion.
And my winter's nap is getting shorter all the time. Go to sleep, everyone.
Good night, Chloe.
Good night, Joni.
Good night, Rigby.
Good night, everyone. Including Pickles the cat.
Oh, Mommy, don't even get me started on animals.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, Dad sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
Goodness, you're quick.
Oh, who installed shutters?
Daddy, what's a clatter?
It's sort of like a din.
A what?
A ruckus.
You talk funny, Daddy.
A commotion? Like a loud noise?
You probably should have just said so.
So, what made that clatter?
Oh, yeah. Let me go take a look.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
I must be hallucinating.
How did you do that?
Hallucinate?
Yeah.
It's like dreaming with your eyes open.
You don't look asleep.
Take a look for yourself. Maybe you'll see what I see.
Whoa.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, they knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, but he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
What is that man doing flying in a sleigh?
Does he even have a license?
Should we call the police?
Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer and Vixen, on, Comet, on, Cupid, on, Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away, all!
If he's a robber, then he should probably be more quiet.
No, I've heard about this fella.
Who is he?
Why, that's none other than Santa himself!
No way!
Way.
No way.
Way! Look at the suit, the sleigh, and the tiny little reindeer.
And the toys.
And the bag of toys.
See? Way!
Do you really think there's any for you, Dad?
Well, if it's a dream, then, you know.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
What are coursers?
In this case, reindeer.
Why didn't he just say so?
It's an old poem.
He's on a roof.
So I've heard.
He should probably be careful.
And then, in a twinkling, they heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As they drew in their head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
Geronimo! Oh, my. Oh, a softer landing would have been great.
It's Santa. It's really him?
Sure looks like him.
If not, he's got some explaining to do.
He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
Looks like he could use a shower.
Just think of all the chimneys he's got to go down.
That is disgusting.
Yuck.
He sort of looks like a very colorful door-to-door salesman.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
He looks just like every picture I've ever seen.
Just like the storybooks.
And just like my hallucinations.
Daydream?
Oh yeah, right.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly.
He's so cool. Sort of looks like a jello jiggler,
but the happy one.
I can't believe he's here.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and they laughed when they saw him, in spite of themselves. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave them to know they had nothing to dread.
He saw me.
He saw me too.
And I don't even feel afraid. We did get him cookies, right?
Oh, be right back.
Don't forget to cue it.
On it.
Wait, is he redecorating our tree?
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
Well, you don't see that every day.
I've actually never seen it.
Why doesn't it work for me?
Yeah, it's broken.
Where did he go?
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight.
Oh, happy Christmas to all! And to all a good night!
Daddy?
Yes, Chloe?
Are we dreaming with our eyes open?
I don't even know.
Should we open our presents?
I think all the poetry is done for tonight.
Aww.
Let's get some sleep.
Gonna be hard.
Merry Christmas, son.
So, how do we ever top that?
Not sure we can.
Well, tomorrow is Christmas Day.
And the miracles just keep coming.
Christmas. Just the name evokes a fond flood of memories among many who hear it spoken. It's often filled with stories, pageantry, colors, sights, and sounds. All of these lead to the intricate shaping of how we approach this holiday. It can be a wonderful world of whimsy and folklore. It can also be much more personal. One of the key connections is with family and friends. We run out and about to find the perfect gift for those on our list. We attend plays and music programs dedicated to the season. We stand in snow, watching our breath, drinking in a magical wonderland at nearly every turn. This fable distortion was less twisted while being more interactive with a Christmas poem that we have all come to admire, recite, and remember. We hope this singular family response to this beloved poem by Clement Clark Moore has been much fun and that you've been able to place yourself in this classic tale and choose a closer connection with the ones that you love at this time of the year. Now, let's listen in to a short original fable featuring the Daynard family leaving the workshop.
There's always a flurry of activity in the world's most fascinating workshop this time of year. In the far north, where the winds howl and the snow flies, there were elves checking their list, and they were looking for Darla Dolly, Hannah Teaset, Peggy Artbox, and Bob Bounce. Each arrived at Santa's sleigh at the same time. They shivered as much as toys can shiver, and weren't sure what was going to happen next.
Don't get scared now.
Easy for you to say, Darla. I might break one of my dishes.
The elves packed your teacups and saucers very carefully.
And my colored pencils are all boxed and ready for someone named Timmy.
Ooh, pretty colors.
That's right, Bob. Timmy can make something pretty special with Peggy Art Box.
I will now.
That's what you were made to do.
I wonder what it'll be like.
What do you mean?
You know, with children.
They say they're usually smaller than elves.
And I've heard they like to spend time with toys.
Good news. Yeah, I don't like to be alone.
Me neither. I like to serve people.
Maybe that's because you're a tea set.
What if whoever gets me doesn't like me?
Oh, don't worry, Hannah. I heard the elf saying that Santa handpicks each gift.
They'll love you.
We're all worried because this is all new.
We've never been out of the workshop.
I've never been this cold.
I want to bounce.
What's happening?
You're going home, Peggy.
I don't think I'm ready. I want to bounce.
Bob's going too?
He is.
I will miss his laugh.
It wasn't long before every toy in Santa's special bag was distributed to children around the world. From building blocks to video games, dolls to tricycles, each toy built with care and given with joy. Darla Dolly, Hannah Teaset, Peggy Artbox, and Bob Bounce all found new homes, and in time, they met all the other toys that had once been made in the workshop. The new toys were welcomed and finally understood the late-night ride and the chilly weather were just part of the story of each Christmas gift. Their new owners would love them, wear them out, and remember the happiness that arrived on Christmas morning. And the toys always recalled that when Santa said, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." His message was for everyone, including the toys he willingly left in the care of children. And for anyone who ever worried when they didn't understand that there was a plan all along.
Thank you, Santa!
This has been Fable Distortion, Episode 23, The Eyewitnesses. We'd like to thank the Fable Distortion players, Delvin Kinzer as Santa, Tom Chalker as Tom Elf, Ryan Haskell as Ryan Elf, Glenn Haskell as poem narrator. Katie Daynard was joined by her entire family, John, Joni, Chloe, and Rigby as the eyewitnesses, and Joe Stofko as episode narrator. Fable Distortions. The Eyewitnesses was written and produced by Glenn Haskell and was based on the time-honored poem by Clement Clark Moore, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tatterzak. Theme music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech. Art director, Hasnat Dilwar. This story is presented for your amusement and pleasure, and characters are fictitious. Any similarities to an actual human was unintended. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Joe Stofko. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2016, all rights reserved. Oh, and Merry Christmas.
What is your favorite Christmas tradition or memory?
I love Christmas memories.
Getting to see my kids in our church's Christmas play for the very first time, that was really special.
Good food, snacks all day. Mom makes a big lunch, lasts all day. We just keep eating and eating.
When I was growing up, my mom and I would make a whole bunch of Christmas cookies and little sweet treats and stuff for friends and stuff. And so I continue that tradition on with my kids.
My favorite memory from when I was little was when I got up and came downstairs and there were a bunch of presents and a videotape set up. This was back in 1987. Dad had just gotten a camcorder. Before we opened our presents, we watched the movie. And I had set up all of my teddy bears on the couch before we went to bed. And we set up Dad's videotape recorder to point at the tree and watch the tree all night because we wanted to catch Santa on film. Well, we didn't catch Santa, but when we pushed play on that video, we got to see all my bears one at a time stand up and get off the couch and slide down to the floor and walk over to the fireplace and then push all the presents out of the fireplace under the tree. My mom and dad had been up all night doing stop-motion photography, moving the bears a few inches at a time, having them move these presents out, put them all under the tree so that we could wake up and see this video of my bears moving the Christmas presents under the tree. Mom and Dad says, it must have been the invisible elves. That was magical. That was fun.